We opened a cafe. 300 years after coming to this new world, for the first time in my life, I fought with dragons. We returned to the Highland Cottage in high spirits. It really is nice to be home. I almost never took overnight trips, so this was a fairly novel feeling.
The bride was pretty, wasn't she, Mommy?
Although there had been trouble at the wedding, particularly the blue dragon attack, Falfa already seemed to consider it a fun memory. What an excellent attitude. You're right. Laika's big sister looked happy.
If I have a wedding someday, I wonder if I'll be able to wear a dress like hers.
Falfa's comment was innocent enough, but I froze up a little.
When I get married, I want to live in a cute red brick house.
Does that mean she'll leave this one? Falfa, you know, even after you're married, you and your husband could live here. We could build another addition, make it a two-family home.
What are you talking about, Mommy?
Falfa tilted her head, looking blank. Oh, good. She isn't thinking about marriage in concrete terms yet. Whew, I'm safe. Just then, Shalsha patted me on the back.
Shalsha wants to stay with you forever, Mom. I've been learning how to cook lately. I want you to eat delicious meals.
Oh, Shalsha's trying to make me feel better. I hugged her in spite of myself. My girls were so precious, it hurt. As a mother, I made sure to hug my daughters as an essential part of my child-rearing philosophy.
Mom, did that make you happy?
Shalsha was a reserved child who didn't generally let her emotions show on her face. But inside, she was incredibly kind. I knew that very well. Yes, of course. Your feelings got through to me, Shalsha.
Just Shalsha? No fair! Hug Falfa too, Mommy! Hug me tight!
Falfa begged, bouncing up and down. Falfa was true to her own feelings, but she was just as tender and considerate as her little sister Shalsha. Of course, I loved them both the same. Infinitely. Yes, yes, your mother wouldn't be unfair about these things. This time, I squeezed Falfa tightly. All right, why don't the three of us sleep together as a family tonight? It's been a long time.
Yay! Falfa's happy!
Shalsha nodded as well. I wouldn't trade a chance for a nap with my daughters for several billion yen. I wouldn't budge an inch on that. Just then, I felt eyes on us. Right away, I knew it was Laika and Halkara looking at us. True. If I gave my daughters too much special treatment, the others would get jealous. A short while ago at the volcano, I told Laika that she was like a little sister to me. And since she looked as if she just started middle school, the comparison was apt. Halkara was a slightly flaky apprentice, but although the word apprentice was usually written with the character for little brother in my language, there was no reason you couldn't make up a feminine form that used the character for little sister. So, with a little tweaking of the definition, I could think of her as a younger sister too. Wait just a second, I told my daughters, turning away from them. I went up to my two little sisters and pointedly ruffled their hair. Honestly, you mustn't look so left out. Come on, none of that.
Lady Azusa, you'll mess up my hair. Although, I don't really mind.
The ever-serious Laika expressed her feelings hesitantly. This house in the Highlands wasn't where any of them were from, after all. I intended to actively support them, to keep them from getting lonesome. On the other hand, Halkara clung to me of her own accord. Somehow, it reminded me of when I was in high school. Some of the girls had been weirdly clingy then, too. However, in Halkara's case, there was a physical obstacle to closeness. Boing. I knew it. Her chest was touching me.
I can't quite seem to get close to you. Why is that?
She's actually wondering. I think she should be a bit more conscious of how buxom she really is.